stops. But when you press the pause button on human beings, they start, argues my friend and teacher Duff Seidman, the CEO of LRN, which advises global businesses on ethics and leadership. You start to reflect. You start to rethink your assumptions. You start to reimagine what is possible. And most importantly, you start to reconnect with your most deeply held beliefs. Once you've done that, you can begin to reimagine a better path. But what matters most is what you do in the pause, added Seidman. Ralph Waldo Emerson really put it best. In each pause, I hear the call. Nothing sums up better what I'm trying to do with this book, to pause, to get off the merry-go-round on which I've been spinning for so many years as a twice-a-week columnist for the New York Times, and to reflect more deeply on what seems to me to be a fundamental turning point in history. I don't remember the exact date of my own personal declaration of independence from the whirlwind, but it was sometime in early 2015, and it was totally serendipitous. I regularly meet friends and interview officials, analysts, or diplomats over breakfast in downtown Washington, D.C., near the New York Times Bureau. It's my way of packing more learning into a day and not wasting breakfast by eating alone. Once in a while, though, with the D.C. traffic and subways in the morning always a crapshoot, my breakfast guests would arrive 10, 15, or even 20 minutes late. They would invariably arrive flustered, spilling out apologies as they sat down. The red line subway was delayed. The beltway was back up. My alarm failed. My kid was sick. On one of those occasions, though, I realized I didn't care at all about my guests' tardiness. So I said, no, please, don't apologize. In fact, you know what? Thank you for being late. Because he was late, I explained, I had minted time for myself. I had found a few minutes to just sit and think. I was having fun eavesdropping on the couple at the next table. Fascinating. And people watching the lobby. Outrageous. And most important, in the pause, I had connected a couple of ideas I had been struggling with for days. So no apology was necessary. Hence, thank you for being late. The first time, I just blurted out that response, not really thinking about it. But after another such encounter, I noticed that it felt good to have those few moments of unplanned for, unscheduled time. And it wasn't just me who felt better. And I knew why. Like many others, I was beginning to feel overwhelmed and exhausted by the dizzying pace of change. I needed to give myself and my guests permission to just slow down. I needed permission to be alone with my thoughts without having to tweet about them, take a picture of them, or share them with anyone. Each time that I reassured my guests that their lateness was not a problem, they would give me a quizzical look at first. But then a light bulb would suddenly go off in their heads, and they would say something like, I know what you mean. Thank you for being late. Hey, you're welcome. In his sobering book, Sabbath, the minister and author, Wayne Muller, observes how often people say to him, I am so busy. We say this to one another with no small degree of pride, Miller writes, as if our exhaustion were a trophy, our ability to withstand stress a mark of real character. To be unavailable to our friends and family, to be unable to find time for the sunset, or to even know when the sun has set at all, to whiz through our obligations without time for a single mindful breath, this has become a model of a successful life. I'd rather learn to pause. As the writer Leon Wieseltier said to me once, technologists want us to think that patience and pausing became virtues only because in the past we had no choice. We had to wait longer for things because our modems were too slow, or our broadband hadn't been installed, or because we hadn't upgraded to the iPhone 7. And so now that we have made waiting technologically obsolete, added Wieseltier, their attitude is, who needs patience anymore? But the ancients believed that there was wisdom in patience, and that wisdom comes from patience. Patience wasn't just the absence of speed. It was space for reflection and thought. We are generating more information and knowledge than ever today, but knowledge is only good if you can reflect on it. And it is not just knowledge that is improved by pausing. So too is the ability to trust, to form deeper and better connections, not just fast ones, with other human beings, added Dov Seidman. Our ability, he said, to forge deep relationships, to love, to care, to hope, to trust, and to build voluntary communities based on shared values, this is one of the most uniquely human capacities we have. It is the single most important thing that differentiates us from nature and machines. Not everything is better faster or meant to go faster, said Dove. I am built to think about my grandchildren.